This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the time of year for annual shareholder meetings, which also means activist shareholder initiatives, plus protests by unions, consumer advocates, and their allies. This year, the agitation is getting a boost from overseas. Many U.S. activists are pointing to April's terrible factory collapse in Bangladesh to examine wages and working conditions in the U.S., Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Who's Walmart?
I'm Walmart!
What do we want?
Respect!
A carload of striking Walmart employees practice their chants on a cell phone as they drive from Maryland to Walmart's shareholder meeting in Bentonville, Arkansas. They've raised thousands of dollars to bring a garment workers advocate from Bangladesh to join their protest. Cynthia Murray is in the van.
We work for a billion-dollar company who's doing injustice to them, just the same as they are doing to us workers at Walmart stores across the country.
Murray makes $12.40 an hour. She wants higher wages, reliable hours, affordable health care, demands that pale in comparison to those of workers in Bangladesh.
We know that the protections for workers are stronger in the United States.
Guadalupe Palma helps organize low-wage temp workers in Southern California who load boxes for Walmart.
The same type of system that is in Bangladesh and in other countries of subcontracting and sub-subcontracting is in the warehouse industry in the U.S.
The global connection seems like a bit of a stretch.
Is there some stretching that goes on? There's always some stretching that goes on.
Sociologist David Meyer at UC Irvine says labor has always used tragedies, like the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire in New York, to organize. Nowadays, it's about right-to-work laws.
Activism about the garment industry, even if the garment industry is abroad, is meant to connect to activism for public sector workers like teachers and firefighters.
Meyer says these campaigns will also have to galvanize consumers and voters if they're going to force change. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.